Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Our text is from Matthew chapter 13 and then verse 52. Let's back up to 51. Jesus said to them, have you understood all these
things?
They said to him, yes, Lord. Then he said to them, therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old. We have been sharing from the book, The Economy of the Kingdom of God. And we are discussing finances of God's country. When Jesus Christ spoke what he said in our text, he had given 7 parables about the kingdom of God. In each of them, he begins by saying the kingdom of heaven is like something like
that.
So after he has spoken those 7 stories of parables, then he asks the disciples or the apostles this question: have you understood all these? And the apostle said, yes, Lord. And Jesus Christ ended with something very deep and revealing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have been speaking about the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven is the same thing. The kingdom of heaven is actually different from heaven. Slightly different from heaven. Listen very carefully to me, because I'm speaking to you on the subject, a kingdom look at Jesus. Or if you like, a new look at Jesus. I trust that in the course of this service, God is going to reveal Jesus to you the way that he is. So the kingdom of heaven is different from heaven. Heaven is a place. But the kingdom of heaven is the rule or the dominion of that place over your life. I will say it again. The kingdom of heaven is not necessarily a place. Heaven is a place promised to believers to be there for a short while. But the kingdom of heaven is speaking about the influence of that place over your life right now. When Jesus Christ came on this earth, he was preaching and teaching the kingdom of heaven. In other words, he was preaching and teaching that there is a place called heaven, but I have come to help you so that that place will have rule or dominion over your current life.
Na Yesu ba asase sunu chakira na ode ma no na okasafa osu ahinie nu mu na wo chreya se wo sunu bi wo ho na nyoma bi e kwoso wo suru ho na wo chreya yan kwa ye betumi anante na yama sa wo suru ho nu tumi na wo ho nu edinya e wo ya brabo mu e wo ahase.
It's the same as the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not necessarily heaven. It is the dominion of God over you. That is what Jesus Christ came preaching and teaching. So when he spoke those seven parables in Matthew chapter 13, he said to them that anybody who is instructed in the kingdom of God, or rather a scribe is a scholar in the Old Testament.
Now he says that
anybody who has been instructed in the rule of God or the influence of God over that person is like a landlord who brings out of his treasure things that are distinct, old and new, not semi-old. Have you got some dresses which are not new and which are not old?
Yeah.
But they are in between. Very good. So he says that this person can then clearly distinguish between the old and then the new. The old is referring to religion, and the new is referring to the kingdom of God that Jesus had been teaching them.
Now yes, you say, so when you church if I was struggling in the media. Na etise ofiera wako na dwapade mu na waye nioma ahuro mienu ade a eya fofro ne ade a eya dada enya ade a washada enu enya fofro no so enya dada da bi nioma mienu ade a eya fofro kra ne ade a eya dada na ade a eya dada no ye ekwan a na nipa fa so ebu ni bra se be yo be so wanyame ani ene ne a Kristo be be kyen eya fofro a eya osoro ahinie no kwan a ye betumi afa ade so wanyame ani.
God does not want religion and the kingdom to mix up in the same life.
Now when Yankopon won pese, yade wonipa dwene esom ho, ene Yankopon cheche fa hini eno som ho no, ebebom ewa abrabo ba akumu.
Hot and cold should not be mixed.
Adia shini adia enyunu, and what say yade fra.
He told the Laodicean church that I wish you were old or cold or hot, but not to be lukewarm.
Now when you come and catch a Laodicea safose, on pemotro mojo, we are shy as she, we are new and new.
I wish you could be distinct and be able to decipher, you know, show the difference. I wish you could show the difference. And God does not want his system and man's system of pleasing him to mix up. It could be in you, and it may be in you, but he wants you to be able to say, this is mine, this is God's way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because just like he did in the beginning, he placed the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the same garden, but he made a clear distinction that this one is religion, this one will give you your own ways of pleasing me, but this one is what I recommend, the kingdom. Eat the tree of life. When you take the tree of life, you cannot go and take religion or the tree of knowledge of good and evil and mix it in your digestive system. It should not be like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God wants us to be so instructed in the kingdom of heaven concerning what he thinks about money that we will be able to clearly distinguish between which one is of man, our logic, looking at how things are and how people have done things, and then God's, what he has prescribed in the word of God.
Now when you mean it in point, say yeah, for when you part junior what first to the sum yame a quiet wash a shot to her say a bear so besum yame and when you could point in power the man and Christos so am I your huno on pesa ya di bomb. On Pesa Yafeni Padreno, and when Uncle Padrina at the bomb when he paid Diaba Kunum, Usha Asasiana, when I made the Diamian in a sea, Edin Tronum, Bakum was a young quadria, Bakum was a Bama Windy Diedria, Namu Macatra, I must say, one more fine quadria, and I said, Yea, Yenim Diedia, would dear Ubewu, and not when I made the San Romanus, when Namum, what so said Yeni, on Pesa. Wodi wani pa dwene som no ene onyankopɔ adwene som no ebe bom ahyɛ yɛ funkrom awe amene na ada agyesi wɔmpɛ ne sa mansunsunye endem.
When it comes to finances, many people have their own mind.
Ebe sika sɛm obia ne na dwene wɔ sika sɛm.
Many people have their own opinions. And they have what has worked for their father, what has worked for their mentor, what has worked for them all throughout their life, and that is it. That is what they know.
Na ebinu mamu dia ni omo papa ye 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 ma awom ni ani nyonku bi ye 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 ma awom eni o me bi onu so adwini mo fi so odisisi we be ye ma no ni sikasem no obi ade woni trim.
But God is very tolerant of religion.
Na wo nyankopon de ye na wo makwan ma nipa dwini sum no ekosu kosi mpempenso.
Although it does not please him.
E wo mo se nya de so na ni de.
He is so tolerant of religion that if you don't take care, you think that God is endorsing it. Why is God tolerant of religion? It is because he knows that it takes time for people to accept the new.
Now
he said in one of his sermons that no man after drinking old wine straight away desired new, because he says the old is better. He has not drank the new, but he says, oh, what we know is better, but he has not tasted the new.
Now what say obia ni ho a woni mensa dada num se bia nsafuo wa se we fi moto num na wa sa na didi na dore na wo say eno wo ho na wo kwa kwa no moto wo ye da nsafuo fufura wo ma mun nim nsafuo no wo ye da na mom ni wa se na di no ehn no na vim wo wo be num eno na fufura de wo num.
People like the old. People love religion. People love their own ways because that one, it fits their essence, their personality. They feel like I'm a man if I have my own original thought and things like that. You know, people like the old so much that they do not embrace the new. But Jesus understands it. That it takes time, you know. When people receive light, or when a light comes, it takes time for people to adjust to the light and to walk in the light.
Na eya na nipa pedada no nipa pedada na san se ade afofro de ne ye de eya na wuja hoda bia wona simienu na ohe fofro ba se jina wona ba ko so e be ye de sa wo be gi atum na nipa pedada no osan so bi on se se bia wo hye sumu na han ba. And tempenables when you saw your busy basabasabasabi, a bedim like a crown, son, and hina abano, what me an antim, Sarah no yamia samnete, at the hina bar, a bedimre, and son of what me an anti or hina.
Today we want to unlearn the religious or the old.
Na and now your person, yeah, yes, you are nipper aquino, your person, you to go near the fufrogum.
The old about Jesus.
Near your name that that for years soon, you bet to go.
And we want to have a kingdom look at Jesus.
Na sisi ayebe hu Yesu e won foni a enam osra hinie no so.
We are going to look at Jesus's financial status.
Na ye babe suan Yesu ni sika semu ye pa.
It's important for us
ehia pa
to get this new picture from instructions about the kingdom of God. The reason why we have to unlearn before we learn, or clearly distinguish the old from the new, is because when you know the new, then what happens is that you become what you are looking at, or what you are seeing.
Na sentra wasa ya to dada no guni afa foforo ne se. Se wotu mi sua foforo ne dia, enim dia a wo benya wo foforo num no, eno na be da di wo akwan a wo betu nyinaa mu.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
We need to see Jesus in a different light. From the old light. Because you become what you are looking at. And you become the type of person that you are following. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to look at the book of Matthew chapter 23 before we go on. And we will look at verse 13. The Bible tells us about the effect of religion. Religious understanding has the power to lock you out of the kingdom. We will read that in Matthew chapter 23. And then verse 13. Jesus says,
yes, you say.
But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. The old can prevent the new, and the religion can lock out the kingdom understanding. So we want to look at Jesus by asking the question, was Jesus poor or rich? Because if you follow a poor Jesus, you will be poor. And if you follow a rich Jesus, you will be rich.
Hallelujah, you are rich Jesus. So what do you
Hallelujah. We need to have a new look at Jesus. It is important for us to ask this question today, because the religious segment of Christendom hold it that Jesus was a barely getting along person. They hold it that if you follow him, you are to be a struggler in life. Barely holding your head above water. Always appealing for help. And stretching empty hands to people. That is what religion says about Jesus. And some of you have been exposed to it right from Sunday school. I am concerned about the things that we are putting into the children over there. Because that thing is going to be a first impression that they are getting about Jesus. Can we be courageous enough to paint the proper picture of Jesus? That is what I want to do today. And so I'm going to walk you through the New Testament to show you a side of Jesus that religion cannot talk about. So that you get a right balance. The first thing I want to say about Jesus is concerning his God and his parents. Jesus had a faithful God and righteous parents. It is likely that the parents of Jesus were not poor. Because in the law, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 14, God had promised financial prosperity to Jews who obeyed the law.
Now, okay, kind of Deuteronomy. When you made the boss of Yatoha, what did my Jew for? Omo dim rano susa, omo bedi ye.
So, because the parents of Jesus were devout Jews, God's financial blessing was most likely on them. Do you believe that God is faithful to his word? Do you believe that if you obey diligently the law, God said that I'll make you the head and not the tail, and you'll have plenty, and you shall lend and not borrow?
Receive it. Now, would you say when you say, so would you name wrong some no so the Obama way to ye? Nanya dia ube bisanem on ube fem. Would you dia?
The parents of Jesus were righteous. Look at the book of Matthew, chapter 1.
Matthew as empati baku ye trema kosi se, yesu na wofu anu no mo ya trene fo.
Verse 19.
Matthew as empati baku chemu dunkrum.
The Bible says, then Joseph, her husband, that's Mary's husband.
Now, was see Joseph, I am Mary kunu.
Being a just man. The Greek says an upright man, a righteous man.
Bible no Greek Joseph. No,
and not wanting to make Mary a public example, was minded to put her away secretly.
Now one person Mary
the biological father, let me put it that way, of Jesus was righteous. Righteous man. Look at Luke chapter 1, verse 27, those of you who are there.
Look at sympathy back with Chemwedionunso.
We want to see the status of Mary. Luke chapter 1, verse
27.
To a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. Look at verse 30. Then the angel said to her, that is to Mary, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And look at verse 50. Mary is singing. He says, and his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. Mary was a righteous young girl. She said, God's mercy is on people who fear him. His favor. The angel said that you have found favor. And Mary herself said that she feared the Lord. And because of that, God's favor or mercy is upon her.
Now, strong for who Mary no see Mary when you nimpawo nyankopon wanim. Now Mary so eto nenyo no wa say. Esa se wo sro wo nyame nti wo nyame ani mpa aba ne so no sro nyame ani nti san nimpa no totoa ne so I want totoa so nyina.
I want you to understand that God was faithful to Mary and Joseph.
And
he blessed them financially, as his law said. I need to start this way so that you understand, or we can clearly see the religious teaching that some of us were exposed to, that the parents of Jesus could not afford a room to bed Jesus in. The reason why he was born in a manger was not because they didn't have money. The parents didn't have money to pay for a hotel.
But
what happened was that the hotel was fully booked. By the time they got there, it was fully booked. The Bible does not say that Mary and Joseph didn't have money to pay for a hotel. Because these were newly weds, let me put it that way, newly weds who had their own business, family business.
Now when no my ankrofo na o ma ware fofra, o ma nkasa wo mu adwuma.
Yeah. The father was a carpenter and he was manufacturing things.
Yesu papa no ya carpenter. King's furniture, penipa.
So he was born into a family business and he learned that family business from his biological, let me put it that way, father.
Na ya wo Yesu to adwuma kase ni papa no ya si wo.
And at least we can say that they had a very nice, travel-worthy car. Uh-huh. Nearly words, they had their own private car, not taxi. Because when they were going to Bethlehem to be counted, some of you don't go home. You must go home sometimes. You don't know your hometown. When they were going to Bethlehem to be counted, they didn't go in a taxi. They went on their own donkey.
Donkey, ponko, and woman fire on the call Bethlehem.
These are the parents who were taking care of Jesus. He grew up under this roof.
Now, where you are, woofua. Now, one more show, yesu, any woman I see.
Because God is faithful. That if you are righteous, Joseph,
sir, we are training to say Joseph,
and if you fear God, Mary,
now Mary,
Deuteronomy 28 will come to pass in your life.
Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus had a faithful God and righteous parents.
And it is yes, no, when Yami, I didn't cry. Now, I will force so many training for.
And then when he was young as 2 years old, Jesus had gold to live on. How many of you have seen gold before? Let me tell you something about
Israel.
Or the Middle East area.
And I made the East one.
Hardly will you get gold there. How many of you have seen gold before? I'm not talking about gold wedding ring. I'm talking about bullion, gold, bar. You only see it on the net or maybe on television.
TV so.
At the age of 2. In a region where historically they have not mined
gold.
Not the dominant thing there. Jesus, at the age of 2, was introduced to gold. How do you think he would grow up? When he's 2 years old, in his formative years, And here comes kings, wise men, who have lived and invested for a long time, and then they bring all their treasure and they take from it gold and they put it in the hands of Jesus. How do you think in his formative years Jesus will grow up like?
Now would you mind just some funny? So we are saying yes, so fraketua. No, oh, na ni mama ni papa besha. Hey, edomu tutu na ebe. Kas a kas. Enkwa enkwa. Adanya mama kwa 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 yaba. Yeba beche ube ya die. Nyodi kan yi wanad na jua die mwa. Sika kwa kwa. Eno odi share Jesus himself. Usha. Ninyi ni munu ebe ya same.
So Jesus, little boy, he may go around and say that I have gold, I have gold, I have gold. And then the parents will tell him, look, all these things are for you. All these things are for you. He is being formed. His mind is being formed. Yeah. Here comes wise people who are very rich. Have you thought about why Jesus was exposed to the wisdom of these people? Which proof is in the gifts that they gave to Jesus? Mm. Not a neck chain. Gold.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.